This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Switt's Morning Devotions. There's nothing more annoying than people not listening to you when you're talking. You know what it's like? You've got a great story to tell your friend about a trip you went on last year in the holidays. You want to tell all the details only to find they start off and interrupt, "Yeah, but I had a good holiday too." And before you know it, it's all about them. And don't start off with your stories about your ill health, because you're sure to hear about their sickness details. Now, there could be a simple reason. Maybe they're getting deaf, they can't actually hear you, but probably they're very self-absorbed. In some cases, people are so wrapped up in their own lives and concerns, they don't want to listen to you or anyone else. With these people, it can be very difficult to get them to listen to you. Well, I'm talking today about listening skills, something we don't talk about, probably because we're too busy talking. Have you got the gift of really listening to others? Seems to me that talking can be far more useful and attractive than listening. And so people will seek to talk rather than listen. Because when I talk, I'm in control. I can steer the conversation any way I like. And when I talk, I'm also the centre of attention. Some years ago, I sat in a group of fellow clergy as a psychologist and social researcher Hugh Mackay spoke. It was riveting stuff. I enjoyed listening to Hugh Mackay. I try to read what he writes. Very interesting. He's the author of 14 books, as far as I'm aware, and one of his best-selling books was published in 1994, and it had the simple question, "Why don't people listening? Solving the communication problem." And Hugh Mackay maintains we cling to the idea of what we say is powerful and all-important and the only thing that matters. But says who? Your friend or your wife might be totally switched off, not listening. It's called miscommunications, and each one of us are guilty of not communicating that well. Sometimes people switch off. They're not interested in what we might say, and many women say that their man does not listen to them. Books, articles have been written on how to become a good or effective listener. It was the TV host Larry King who said, "I remind myself every morning, nothing I say this day will teach me anything. So if I'm going to learn, I must do it by listening." What an interesting statement. It's a good principle. There's so much to learn in this world. And maybe by carefully listening, you will learn something valuable. We don't learn things from what we have to say. We learn from what others have to say. Because when you listen, you go beyond hearing words. You're giving attention to actually what is being said. The Bible says that we should be good listeners. And for example, James 1, chapter 1, verse 19 in the New Testament, "Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger." That's good things. Three good things. But the first is, be quick to hear. Another translation says, "Don't ever forget that it's best to listen much, to speak little, and not become angry." You may never realize how much people want to hear what you have to say. When we listen, we invite another person to exist. For example, the boss who walks past and says to an employer, "You're doing a great job," or "How are you?" and listening to the response. In fact, Jesus was a very good listener. In the New Testament, in Mark 10, he was surrounded by a huge crowd one day as he left Jericho. And yet when he heard a blind beggar calling out, the scripture says that he stopped. Jesus stopped. He called Bartimaeus to himself. He listened to what Bartimaeus had to say. And reading the Gospels, we can see that Jesus sought the encouragement that comes from sharing your inner feelings with those who would listen. So listening helps the speaker to actually clarify his or her own thoughts. As we give people the opportunity to talk, we help them sort out their tangled thoughts. Proverbs 20, verse 5 has a fascinating verse. "The purposes of a man's heart are deep waters, but a man of understanding draws them out." So if you're a good, careful, caring listener, you will help draw out the thoughts of the person and help them clarify what it is that's going on. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you can help us to be good listeners. We can ask, Lord, today for your grace and protection. Sometimes, Lord, we talk too much, but give us the grace to listen as we step forward today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.